sugar, and spice. But we don't play nice. Welcome to Not Your Player 2.
Brought to you by Checkpoint XP.
With your host, Christine Kuki Solis.
You don't like it? Get better.
And Sarah Skopic.
Is this easy mode?
We don't just play as your healers. We play it all.
Welcome to Not Your Player 2 podcast, brought to you by Checkpoint XP and Beasley XP of Beasley Media Group. I'm your host, Christine Solis, aka Cookie, and I'm also joined by my co-host, Sarah Skopic. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Are you doing okay there?
Oh gosh, I think I'm okay. It's bright and early.
We had Hangry Sarah a couple weeks ago. Now we got Slangry.
So basically, I had only 2 hours of sleep. So I am trugging along in this. Chugging along. Chugging along for this podcast today.
All right.
We are live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Come and join us. As always, we do read the chat. This is an interactive show. Just like DePelli, as always, Lloyd, as always, Trash Panda TV, thank you so much for joining us here. As always, you can download and subscribe Not Your Player 2 on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review. We would love to read it, good or bad, and we have not had a review for the past 2 weeks, and it hurts. It hurts
our souls. If you want to stop hurting our souls, you need to give us reviews. Our souls are like kittens and need constant nourishment.
Yes, we do. Especially we're women. We need that attention.
That metaphor may have ran away from me.
We do need that attention, just like the person with bathwater. We'll get to that later on the show about this certain bathwater dilemma. And also, we're going to talk about some relationships. Basically, our topics were about what the Checkpoint XP guys talked about this week, and we needed a female's touch on it, basically.
They needed a touch with it because, yikes. Discussions were usually on one side of the ball court, and we went, all right.
Yeah, we need some females in here. Anyway, starting off, as usual, the gaming news. And we have Nintendo officially revealing the Nintendo Switch Lite.
Finally.
It is set to release this fall already, actually September on the 20th, and is priced only at $199, which is $100 cheaper than the regular Nintendo Switch. Only difference is it's more portable, so there's going to be no detachable Joy-Cons. You can't dock it or connect it to a TV. Are you excited for this, Sarah? I know you wanted something like this.
I've been waiting for it for so long. I've been like, ever since they talked about the news about it, I was like, finally. But then like Joe told me not to get it. I'm very confused.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just, it's like, don't get it, Sarah. I was like, well, but
it's like you've been waiting for this like forever.
So I don't understand, but whatever. They come in pretty colors too, so I'm like super mad.
Yeah, I actually like the yellow one. I was like, ooh, I like something bright and sunny.
That's true. I'm more of a cools color person, so the turquoise immediately went out to me.
Yeah, this is totally going to replace the Nintendo 3DS because it's a lot more portable, and this is totally a cash grabber for kids. I mean, for parents to buy for kids, so.
Yeah, and I mean, just like the 2DS, which came out around the same time as the new Pokemon game, I think this is going to be a similar kind of setup. Because I remember when the 2DS first came out, and yikes, the amount of people our age that got mad. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't make sense. This is perfect, though. Nintendo knows how to market it.
You know how often, like, those expensive things get broken by little kids? Let them have something that they can't as easily break, please.
For $200, let's see. I think that's a decent amount of money. I mean, it's better than a regular tablet, let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Anyway.
More easily controlled than a regular tablet, but that much.
Exactly. And speaking of Nintendo, Dr. Mario World came out this past week, a day early than its release date. I have to mention that because I am playing Dr. Mario World.
Right before we did this show, she was playing it.
as we said last week, Dr. Mario has been released on mobile, so iOS and Android platforms. I'm actually on stage 36 already. Yeah, 36. Actually, the first 20 The first 20 levels is like free, unlimited hearts, so you don't have to spend any money or whatever. And it's exactly what it is. You just have to wait for time after you got all your hearts out. So it's pretty fun. It has the versus mode on it, well, as it, on it as well, so you can play against other players. So I'm having fun with it, of course.
Of course you are.
Just don't spend money. You don't have to spend money, people.
Fair enough.
And continuing with our Netflix and video games discussion from last week, Cuphead will be making its own, well, they will be getting their own cartoon series on Netflix. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be called The Cuphead Show. And Cuphead is already a cartoon, of cartoon video game.
Pretty much. I mean, that was kind of the whole spiel of it. I'll be curious how they're going to make it into an actual show, although I did see that the one of the writers for Rocko's Modern Life or whatever on this project, awesome. Which makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Rocko's Modern Life.
They said it's not really meant to be like a kid's show, which of course is going to cause problems because all of the merchandise is definitely going to be for kids, which is kind of a topic we've never really got into and won't get into today, but like how many games that are not really targeted for kids end up having for kids merchandise? That's a different situation altogether. But anyway, it raises some interesting questions.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to watch. I'll definitely watch that. I wouldn't have thought Cuphead was just going to be a Netflix series, so great on them.
New to me, but hey, whatever works.
So Amazon, if you guys don't know, is developing a new Lord of the Rings MMO. Amazon has not only spent $250 million to secure rights for a Lord of the Rings television series, but they're making this MMO, and this MMO is free to play.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Liyue Technologies Holdings also produced the free-to-play game Warframe, so this will be interesting.
It's just the only thing for me is that Amazon is so far not really having a good track record with games much at all. So I'm curious about this. I actually didn't know they had secured any rights with Lord of the Rings, but they are using that IP for as much as they can get out of it. So.
Yeah, we'll see. I think this has to help them somehow, especially with their troubles, you know, canceling games and laying off people recently. Amazon, please make this good. But free to play? I don't know.
I believe it when I see it.
I wonder what their microtransactions will be. Is it going to be more glamour? Or, I mean, I don't know.
More glamour, Amazon Prime shipping.
Speaking of, Amazon Prime Day is actually next week, so.
That's fair.
Get in on those video game deals. So Electronic Software Association, basically ESA, they actually host E3 every year. They actually hosted a Rocket League tournament in Congress with the Future Forum. So if you don't know what Future Forum is, it's basically a U.S. congregational caucus. And their mission is basically to deal with issues that millennials are facing. So like student debt loan, college affordability, etc. for millennials. So ESA thought it would be a great idea. Let's host a Rocket League tournament because Rocket League is so easy to pick up and play. And it became a 2-hour long thing. And yeah, they didn't seem so excited.
What were the, do you know roughly like the age demographic of the people who were involved with this?
You know, congressional. Oh my gosh, I cannot talk.
Congressional.
Congressional people is, you know, not our age. It's not like AOE's age. They're a little bit older.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. And I don't know. It was great watching them though. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out because it's, it's interesting. It's like watching your parents trying to pick up what games you're playing. That's what it looks like.
Oops. They may have wanted to just get, like, I don't know, Space Invaders, Pong. I'm just teasing. But something a little maybe. I know it's supposed to be a simple game, but it's a very fast-paced game.
It's fast-paced, but it is fun, though. You're just driving a car and pushing a soccer ball, a huge soccer ball into a goal. They're not pros, but it's easy to play. Anyway, Joanna Ferris, a former NFL executive. She was the vice president of club business development with the NFL. She has been named the new commissioner for the Call of Duty esports. Woohoo! Which is great. Yeah, so as you know, Call of Duty World League is heading to a franchise model, so with the new league launching in 2020. So, Joanna, we're counting on you. Make it great. I mean, we've already seen what the franchise model has been doing. It's going well with League of Legends, so we'll see what Call of Duty is going to bring in. So,
yeah, and it's not like it's a huge step from NFL executive for being like business development in esports league like this. So hopefully, because I always get a little worried when like the sports people get involved with esports, just because there are similarities but also differences. So, but hopefully, I'm hopeful that this will all work out best.
Really, yes, you're worried? Because
I'm not really worried, but like I always just get a little like okay, just because I've seen too many times where honestly video games get. You have your executives who don't really know much about the video game world, but they know about, or I just even think about in anything that turns into digital, when you're kind of going through that learning process from a different field and what's similar and what's not. But I'm not really worried, but I'm always just kind of like, oh, NFL, okay. but I see, but yeah, like you said, the franchise model's been working really well, so I don't see any reason why this is going to
go
perfectly.
I see no worries. I think she's going to do really well because for some reason discussed before, like we don't see women in esports as professional players.
Absolutely a thing. Yeah.
But we're really good supporting esports.
Sure. We're real good at that. Oh no, I have no questions as far as her capabilities, as far as especially as her being a woman. It's just more of the NFL action part of it. Yeah. But no, I think this. I honestly don't have any real worries. Yeah. I just always, whenever I see NFL going to esports, I'm always like, oh no, but. It's been gone, Fawn, for years, so... But yes, all the support, yes, all the love.
Yes, and shout out and congratulations to Team USA for winning the 2019 Women's World Cup last Sunday. We love you! Yes. They won against Netherlands 2-0, and, you know, we're proud. You know, it's just the women's world. Just pay them.
Please, the love just of pay all them.
Because apparently the women's team took, you know, $4 million in prize money. And we had like 14.3 million viewers watching this game. And 2018 Men's World Cup Final only had 11.4 million, which is less than, you know, with the women's. But the France team, the last year's men's champion, France, took home 38 million versus the women taking home 4 million.
Jeez.
That's a huge downgrade.
Come on. And I think there's nothing more frustrating with this than the fact that, like, our women's soccer team is amazing.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very long time. But.
Pay them.
Pay them.
And pay us too.
Yeah, my favorite thing that has come about this, like as far as like in the meme world and stuff, is someone saying, okay, so can we just finally call it soccer and men's soccer?
Soccer and men's soccer. I like that.
I thought that was great.
Props to them.
Absolutely. Oh, man.
Anyway, coming up later on the show, we're going to talk about that infamous bathwater incident that's been going on this past week.
We have to?
Yes, we have to. Anyway, stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So this past week, on Checkpoint XP. The guys brought up a whole segment about relationship and video games. Now, I was watching this on Twitch when this happened, and Sarah, you were sitting in on it.
I was sitting in on it and did not really have an opportunity to interject. I was very unprepared for the discussion.
Yeah, it was just a little bit odd because, you know, at first the guys are like, you don't have to say anything. And then later on it's like, you can say something, but
Well, then that was kind of the problem, as I was like, I wasn't really prepared for what was going on. And so if I had been, I would have definitely get in on it. But that's okay. That's why I have this space.
This show. Not your player, too. Of course, we're here to tell you our female perspectives. So, has relationships been a positive or a negative impact on your life with video games? Or video games made a positive or negative impact with relationships? So, let's start with you, Sarah. Was there anything?
I think the one thing I want to kind of first make pretty clear is when the guys had this discussion, I think part of the reason it was kind of like frustrating for us is it kind of went back to the old trope of the man plays the video games and the woman doesn't.
Thank you. Yes.
And it was like, oh my gosh, you know, we have our own, like, things are not just fluffy roses for girls who game and get in relationships, truthfully. And so for me, it has made an impact, both good and bad. My first relationship was with a guy who actually did not like video games.
Oh, really?
Yes. And at the time, at first it was more if he didn't care for them. But then it turned into a strong dislike. My first boyfriend was an interesting person, on a lot of different levels. And the thing that was interesting is when I first got into the relationship, I didn't think about the idea of video games having much of an impact because of the fact that I kind of grew up with the whole idea of, yes, you've got your men who like games, who date girls who don't, and they make it work somehow, right? In my experience, and I'll bet this with yours, Cookies, in my experience, for lots of different reasons, I don't know if we have time to get into, I think, like, it's more common to see successful, quote-unquote, relationships with, like, a man who games and a woman who doesn't than the opposite. At least in my experience, it became a problem. And it wasn't even I was on MMOs for too long or I was not with, you know, I was like avoiding my boyfriend because of it. It was just the fact that like we couldn't engage on this topic at all.
You didn't have a common ground, basically.
You didn't have a common ground for it. And it was really difficult as a result. And especially since that kind of nonchalance became almost like really strong dislike of video games, it became really difficult because you have this guy who's really strongly opinionated, and say he really dislikes video games, me going like, I have fun with it. But like you said, we didn't have like a common ground for that, even though we had common ground in other things. It became a problem.
Was that the reason why you guys broke up? Was just because of this video game love yourself? I was going to say.
It was definitely just one of those issues and a long standing of other issues. Like I said, it wasn't like video games took over my life completely.
Yeah.
But it was this weird, like issue. And like I said, I wasn't even like on in my MMO for 10 hours kind of thing a day. So it was interesting. I will say what it did do is with my second, my other relationship that I had, I made sure pretty much to date someone who did have a strong grounding with video games and gaming culture. We actually met through a mutual gaming club in college. So, which was good for that and definitely helped with a lot of understanding for that. But interestingly, what actually became a problem was our differences in what we liked. and again, I think it was just how we went about it. It was just very much this whole thing of like we had our interests that were very set and very different, and we didn't really have a good way of coming together with our, because like video games have such a wide variety, right? And what we liked was almost too different.
That's weird. That's like another level of video game debate.
But regardless, and now my current relationship, I mean, video games is a huge foundation of it, considering we both work for this place. it's one of those things, like, and I'm not even, I would say, like, as much of a strong gamer as maybe, like, I wouldn't even count myself as, like, a huge, like, I'm not a casual gamer, but I'm not really the, you know, like I said, I don't go on MMOs. I didn't do that growing up and stuff like that. But it did become this thing where, like, it has not even just impacted my romantic relationships, but my friendships as well. Mm-hmm. my attempts at friendships with other people who are not into video games gets really weird, especially with other women, because like women who don't game are really judgy about video games sometimes.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
And so it's real, like, female relationships with people who, with girls who don't game were also difficult. And
it's a little bit harder. So with me, me loving video games actually had guys come over to me just because I liked video games. They're like, what? Like I said before, last year in my old company, a guy came up to me and thought and called me a unicorn because I actually loved video games. He's like, that never happened. So I'm like, it happens. There's a lot more girls who play video games. Yeah. But just like I said, just mentioning video games would get the attention of certain guys who actually know the games. Like, I would be sitting in biology class and we're talking about mitochondria and et cetera, and I would mention, like, oh, would the person like blow up into flames or something? And I whispered under my breath, like, Parasite Eve, and the guy in front of me turns around, looks at me, he's like, you play video games? I'm like, yeah. So I ended up dating that guy for like 2 weeks and then did something.
Did you have an issue with, like, you know, certain guys coming up to you, like, almost too interested in the fact that you gamed?
That was one of the guys.
That was one of them?
I'm like, sorry, you have to back off just a little bit. I know I like video games, you like video games, but this is too much.
It's not enough common ground here.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have to play other things than just video games. You have to have other common interests other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have to say that I've admittedly been the other side of things, like, you know, the woman talking to the man saying, you're playing too many video games, pay attention to me. I have been that woman before.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, like, I know one thing with one of my exes, the one who did a game that was kind of a problem was, like, and Joe actually had a story like this, and I experienced something like this. My ex was super into Magic the Gathering, which was fine, because I also at the time also liked Magic the Gathering, but it got to a level where, like, birthdays and Christmas presents would be magic cards.
Yeah.
And, like, and on one hand, you want to be like, I understand these are actually expensive, and, like, you're just kind of thinking of me. But the other hand, I also happen to know that, like, this was kind of being done because he just wanted to play magic with me and not what I wanted to do. So that was the rough thing with that, too.
Yeah. Like, we have other interests, just not just video games all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just something else. And that was kind of that actually is kind of one of the reasons why things are a little easier for me now, because it is more than, like, I know we both work at a place that's about video games, but there's other things that Joe and I do like to do. I know, shocker. And it ends up being a lot more healthy.
Yeah, but, you know, that's just the negative side of things. But on the positive side, you know, I know guys have a hard time finding relationships for women who also play video games. Just casually drop it in the beginning too, because you never know. Like,
yeah,
like, I have, honestly, I have to agree.
It's not worth it if, like, they have to find out about it and then it's like, wait, what? I mean, I know for me, like, I'm not a huge sports person, so it does help when I have someone who casually drops it, just so I know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And guys, go out to conventions, because you never know, you'll meet a girl who would have the same kind of, well, besides, I know it's a convention, it's the same interest, but you'll find someone there, because I've been reading the chat, like, some guys are just having trouble finding a relationship just because they love video games. I'm like, you can't do that. Just go out there to conventions, especially. I have to say yes to that because I met my husband at a video game convention.
It happens more often than you think, you know? And, like, and also, like, if it really, I don't know, I guess in my opinion, because I've also experienced where it was like, oh, she only didn't like me because of the video games. And I sometimes have to question that. Like, I'm sure it had a lot to do with it, but I don't think that was the only thing.
No. And that's the whole point of dating. It's like, you get to know the person. Yes, you find that common interest first, which is video games. Then you can spread out and find out what are the things you both love, or
if
you guys can.
The only other thing I want to add, just because it's a different thing, because before Joe and I got together, because I had been in a really long relationship, broke up, and so then I was like, oh God, I'm free. So I went on dates with various people, including other women. And it is interesting. Thankfully, I have found in the LGBT community, there's a lot of video game nerds with them, a lot of them. And I didn't go into further dates with a lot of these people. But it was interesting kind of dropping the video game hint, even with other women, just to see like, okay, are you going to be okay with this or not? More often than not, they were. I think it's just kind of a different feel when you've got like two women together discussing it. But it is, once again, you got to do the same thing there too.
You just got to drop it.
Drop and see.
And more women are playing video games, so don't be afraid.
Yeah. Mention it.
Anyway.
But maybe don't do it for like, maybe don't like, do video games to the point that you're never seeing your significant other.
Please.
Probably not a good mix.
Please. Take her out, please. I mean...
Say hi! My goodness.
See if the personalities fit, period.
Exactly.
If you're okay with paying half and half on the first date, that's cool. If you're okay with paying for the whole thing, that's cool too.
We are open to all things.
I think it just really depends on the person. So, of course... That's what dating is. Just feeling out. Feelers. Touchy. That's a bad way to say it. Just don't get too feely the first thing.
Consent is important.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, tell us what you've done on your relationships with, you know, finding other people with the same common ground of video games. Was it positive or negative? I mean, it's not always negative like the Checkpoint XP guys.
It's not. It can be a good thing. And like I said, it was that was my first lesson with the first relationship. I was like, I can't do that anymore.
Connect with us on social media, Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So another story has been going on this whole week, and Checkpoint XP guys, again, have been putting their input all week, and me and Sarah, everyone.
Every guest they've talked to.
That's true, and it just bugged me and Sarah, like, why do you have to keep bringing this up? So, backstory, just in case people who don't listen to Checkpoint XP and only listen to Not Your Player 2 exclusively, thank you so much.
Exclusively, you're awesome.
There is this Instagram model, TikTok, cosplayer, whatever you want to say. Her name is Belle Delphine. She basically posted a photo and video of herself bathing in you know, a bathtub. Pouring water all over herself. Of course, she's clothed still. So basically, mostly.
A bodysuit. Bleak, I was like, you should have gave me a not safe for work warning on this one. That's okay.
Yeah. She's clothed now. Well, anyway, she's holding a jar with, you know, a pink game controller, and she goes, I am now selling my bathwater for all you thirsty gamer boys.
I love it. I love that line, by the way.
So for $30, she sold these jars of her own bathwater and sold out within 3 days. And this has been a topic all week long, and she posted this like July 1st, and we're already at July 12th when we're recording this episode, and it's still being talked about. It's been worldwide known through the internet, through the Rolling Stone, like Sarah, The Guardian. They've been talking all about this gamer girl bathwater. Now, I have to say, I don't know if she is a girl gamer or whatever you know, but that doesn't, this takes girl gamer a negative connotation, which we don't like, but not all gamer girls do this. Okay, so Belle Delphine, we love you. We respect your hustle. Thank you. You know how to work the system. I know you've been popular.
Absolutely. I mean, hey.
She's doing what she does best. Mm-hmm. But not all girls do this. Not all females do this. And stop talking about this.
And like, no, it's yeah, both like not all do it. And it's also like not new. Supremely not new.
It is so not new. She's always been searching for this kind of attention. Like, she's had PewDiePie's attention back in February. She had her Patreon where you spend like $3,000 to be her girlfriend or something like that on her Patreon. And people have done it for their YouTube for famous purposes, 5 minutes of fame. And she got that extra 5 minutes of fame. And it turned out to be, you know, blown up. But anyway, it's not new. I mean, yes, bathwater takes it to another level, but it is not new. And I frankly am tired of this freaking subject.
It's more of just, like I said, like, because actually, Christine and I had talked about this even before it got onto the guy's radar.
Right.
We were just kind of like, huh, that's kind of funny, you know, got to respect the hustle, but yikes, you know, but whatever. Like, we both kind of just laughed about it, mainly because, again, like, it's not a new thing that this sort of stuff happens. And it's especially, and we know it's not new because people keep buying into this stuff.
Yeah, as Trash Panda TV on our chat at twitch.tv/checkpointxp says, there are women who sell panties and bras, and it's not a huge stretch. So, I mean, Japan.
There's a whole subreddit for it, guys. I only know because I, gosh.
Yeah, how do you know about this?
literally only because I used to be a religious reader of crack.com, and they used to do like weird interviews with people, and they interviewed a lady who basically that's what she made her living off of, was selling that kind of stuff through a subreddit. It's like I said, that's why this isn't new stuff. This has been around since you could sell things to anybody. So it's not a surprise, I guess. But that's why like all the attention for it is really eye-rolly.
Yeah, at least to us. I mean, I guess it is eye-rolly with the Checkpoint XP crew too, but to always talk about it and ask about it to each guest every week. You know, I am wagging my finger at you guys. I know you're probably watching.
She's not happy.
Or listening. Is just drop it. I mean, we get it. She has her fame. She got it. That's all she wanted, and she's getting it, and dragging it along makes it even worse, at least to me.
And yes, we know that there are people dumb enough who bought one of these jars. We know. We know that the fact that she sold out within 3 days, that, you know what surprises me? That it wasn't 2 days. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, this doesn't really shock any of us. We know these kind of guys exist out there. Oh, but they're so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why there are people out there who keep doing this.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of money to be made from it.
Yeah, I actually had to like research through her. I'm like, okay, who is this girl? So yes, she was a TikTok. She was a e-girl. This is the better term for her, I guess, because e-girl is defined based on not know your meme. So e-girl / e-boy, it doesn't matter. It's basically, this is what it's defined again by know your meme. E-girl, e-boy is slang that combines the words electronic with girl or boy. Generally, the label represents people who have a large presence online and tote a specific style influenced by skate culture, goth, K-pop, and cosplay. So,
electronic internet culture. I mean, that's basically, yeah, exactly. It's very much a more general term, which makes sense.
At least to me, use that term versus gamer girl or girl gamer.
Very specific, but yeah, no, I get you though, because like, and again, I don't know what she does in her free time. That's what she chooses to do.
She's getting attention by huge YouTube stars already,
and I think what's also like, and they kind of, we kind of had some people mention this, and actually during the Daily Show about, you know, is this sitting back female streamers? Is this an expectation? I do actually want to speak about that from my own experience. One of the things that is probably the most irritating thing that I actually have heard from other guys is how like, man, if I was a girl, I would just totally make so much money off of doing XYZ, doing all this kind of stuff. And, like, it's seen as this, like, great thing. If only they could do it. And if they, they're not a girl, so they can't do it. And how, you know. And it's, I hate those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Because it does put this weird, like, I don't know if you ever experienced this, Christine, but I certainly had heard it back when I was in college. The idea of, you know, a girl complaining, oh, I can't get money. And it's like, well, why don't you go strip? Like, you can make so much money off of doing that. Hearing from other girls say that, too. But, like, stuff like that. And, again, if you choose to do that, that's fine.
That's fine. I actually jokingly say that to my husband. It's like, hey, if we need extra money, I can just go out there.
Right. But, like, and it's true. But it's this weird, like, the amount of guys I have legitimately heard, like, oh, man, I would, if I were a girl, I would totally, like, go out and, you know, sell this bet and stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, but at the same time, let's think about the history of why girls started doing this in the first place. Like, truthfully. In some ways, you guys should be glad that you don't have that, like, thought that maybe you need to for whatever reason, you know? Maybe be lucky for that! But yeah, and so it's really, really frustrating when I hear about this, about the idea it isn't an expectation. I would like to say, for the most part, I think people are a little more open-minded these days and more respectful towards however female, you know, streamers like to present themselves. But I do admit that there is this weird thing where, like, if you have a guy streamer who feels like he's not doing well enough, you know, it's like, oh, well, you should work on your market, blah, 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 blah. And you have a female streamer who feels like she's not doing well enough. It's like, well, have you tried a low-cut shirt? Well, have you tried wearing this? Well, have you tried, you know, all this stuff? And that's just frustrating.
It is frustrating. Also frustrating, I know, I think it was Dad to Take or The Night Train who asked Checkpoint this. You know, like you said, does it set back female streamers?
Yeah.
Is it an expectation? I don't consider her a female streamer. She's not a female streamer. She's not... Okay, females, I guess she is a female streamer, but I guess we're putting ourselves more into, like, we stream video games, we stream this or that. She's filming different kind of content.
Yeah.
Yes, she's, you guys might think of her as a gamer girl just because she's wearing, like, D.Va cosplay, but she's not really actually streaming games. So I think that also kind of, like, ticks me off that you guys think she's a female streamer. I guess because I have that mindset, female streamers actually play video games. We actually do the things that we want to do. I mean, that's what she wants to do too, but it's not all females. So it's not an expectation that we're supposed to do this, but we just want to do what we want to do. And that's what she wants to do is show off her tits and ass. I mean,
she just cosplays, so show off costumes.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's cute.
All that.
She's very cute.
You know, and I think that's another thing that's kind of you bring up is there's, I think, like, you know, I think it's just this weird monolith of this idea that, like, there are a lot of women out there that right now are kind of making their living being, like, cosplay models or Instagram models and stuff like that, which, hey, that's great. But then it's this weird expectation of, like, well, then females who don't do cosplay or don't do modeling that are streaming, like, those are two very different avenues of work.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be the same. So for some people, they combine them, but they don't have to be. So I get that.
Yeah, there it is. TrashmanaTV, again, on our chat at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Belle Delphine doesn't have a Twitch and she doesn't stream. So yeah, that's what I meant. She doesn't actually stream. Yeah. She just puts out this content. She's a Patreon pinup. Of course, TrashmanaTV knows about this because I know that he watches this kind of stuff with Patreon.
Which, again, hey.
Which is cool. I mean, it's yours.
Yeah, you know. And I think that's the one thing we really want to make clear. We're not, like, bashing Belle for doing this. No. We, like, when Christine and I first heard about this, we pretty much went, ha-ha, that's extreme, but at the same time, I get it, you know? And then it kind of blew up from there. And that's what's really annoying.
Yeah. It's not new, and please do not keep asking about it because it's just annoying.
Yes, we, like, get it. It's really easy to bash the guys who buy this stuff. Like, it's really easy.
Why can't it be the other side? Why can't I see a guy's bump on a stream? or some abs? I know you can't show nipples, but at least wear a crop top so I can see your abs. How about that? I'll sexualize the men too.
Equal sexualization for everybody.
Okay.
Call me on that.
I'll buy a man's bathwater.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Sentimental purposes, right? Just leave it up on a shelf.
Oh, jeez. And again, and, you know, we've got people, you know, talking about what people wear in streaming and stuff like that. And again, like, that's fine. Like, I know, for instance, I know a streamer who she talks in a very specific tone of voice because she knows it's going to be get more, like, attention. And that's fine. She's going to choose to do that. However, don't, you know, yeah, don't expect I'm going to be good at doing something like that. What you see is what you get.
The poll in the chat says, the men's bathwater, give it to a cat.
Oh, no.
I feel bad for the cat. No. No.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, it's bath water. Doesn't that mean it has soap in it?
Usually, yes. No.
Soap.
I guess.
So why? Guys, soap. You don't inhale or ingest soap. Guys.
What? I guess. It's just so silly. Like. Okay. Okay. I get it. I think some people actually just bought it out of curiosity. And
oh, absolutely.
It's your money. Do whatever you want with your money.
Listen, like I said, people wouldn't be doing this if there wasn't a market for it. That's why it's not new.
Trash Panda TV also. Oh, I love that he's so into this. This topic. He goes, I know a few dudes that stream without a shirt at all, but you can see a girl in a bralette and it becomes a terms of service question, which is totally true. It's always the girls in question, not the guys in question. It's just eye rolly again.
Eye rolly.
You can't see double us.
Standards. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm getting all flustered. I'm like thinking, oh my God, why can't it be the other way around?
She's real mad. So that means all y'all guys got the body for it. Go for it.
Now I need to look for like Patreon hunks and stuff.
Is there a term for like a pinup guy? I know there's the pinup girl, but besides like the firefighter's calendar, like, is there a term for that?
The firefighter's calendar? Is that a thing still?
Probably.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to suggest a Checkpoint XP calendar. So,
oh, no.
Show me your gamer guy poses. I'm sure that will sell. I mean, if Markiplier can still sell these kind of things.
Oh my gosh.
Remember Markiplier did that? You actually have one? Oh my gosh.
No,
oh.
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay. I got excited. I'm like, I want to see it.
I know. I think, unfortunately, by the time I found out about it, like, it sold out. I was kind of sad.
Exactly. Like, men can do it.
I did.
Carlotta is all excited. Carlotta in chat says, sexy poses with Nate. Yeah. How about with a controller in his mouth or something?
Oh my gosh. Oh gosh.
Make it happen. Yes.
We're going to be okay with this. Oh no.
Zod TV and chat had a better idea. Speedo and a power glove. Yeah.
Oh, oh man.
How do you feel now, guys? Huh? How do you feel now?
Okay.
Really anyway, don't tell us about what you think about the gamer girl bathwater on social media. But do tell us if you would like to see the Checkpoint XP on a calendar or anything. Again, our social media, Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That will do it for today. Thank you so much for joining us on Not Your Player 2. Again, our regular live stream is at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. We are, again, working out some timing issues. We will just, you know, follow us on Twitter and turn on the notifications here. We'll let you know.
Let you know when we know.
Yes. Join us for the discussion. We love, you know, grabbing your comments. We love hanging out with you guys. Thank you, Carlotta, Trash Panda TV, Lloyd, Saw TV, Pelly. Thank you again for joining us. You can find Not Your Player 2 on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review. We do want to read your review, even if it's bad and good. We love the good ones too. We will read it on the show. Checkpoint XP is where you can find more information, news, interviews, and our other shows, including our national syndicated flagship radio show, Checkpoint XP, as well as our other podcasts like Low Teen Damage, The Other Identity, and Winter Has Come. Thank you again so much for joining us here on Not Your Player 2, and we are signing off.
Bye-bye.